This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joining us now on The Informer to break down the day in Parliament is Rod Swift. He's been helping us with all of our political stuff here on The Informer. He's a former Joy political correspondent and former volunteer and an electoral expert and former Greens candidate. Rod, thank you for joining us.
Good evening.
Hi, Rod.
On this very historic day, and good evening. Yes. Where do we start? I can give you a recap of everything, but it has been a roller coaster ride.
It has, especially in the last couple of hours. Just take us through really simply. Why was the day broken down in such an insane way, so much of a focus on the amendments?
Yeah, look, so this is how it actually rolled out last night. So because we knew that Warren Entsch, who's been the architect of this bill through the House, wanted to be there for the summation of the end of the second reading, they got through all the second readings last night, and it ended on that wonderful yet crazy note from Bob Catton in the House at about 10 last night, which is a completely different thing to talk about. But it commenced at 9:30 this morning. Warren Entsch summated the second reading speech. Now, that got rid of everyone for, like, to and fro generally on the bill, and then they moved to the specific amendments. Now, there were six sets of specific amendments to be passed by six members proposing them, and they each went down one by one by one. But it would start first with Tony Abbott's amendment. Now, that was the amendment to basically try and kill the bill. There was clerk's advice that it would kill the bill off, that it would have to be reintroduced to the notice paper if it was accepted. This is one that he moved straight away at the start of the second reading. Mm. That went down no, but they didn't divide and do a count. So we got a first idea of how the vote was going to go as each of the amendment brackets went through. So it started with Michael Sukkar's amendments that went down 43 to 97, then Andrew Hastie's 56 to 89, then Alex Hawke's 59 to 87, and then we had more. We had Scott Morrison's 59 to 82, Andrew Broad, two sets of amendments, down 52 to 86 and 60 to 85.
Did it need to be done this way? Did it need to be done that way? Or was it because a certain thing wasn't done that is the pattern that was used?
No. Because after the second reading, there's something called consideration in detail. This is where each MP gets their chance to move their amendments.
And they all took every opportunity to speak, didn't they?
That's right. Well, they tried to reintroduce all the amendments that were knocked out in the Senate, and they all went down. And finally, the Sarah Henderson amendment, 63 to 79, they all went down conclusively. Mm. And then it got to the final vote. So after that, and it's surprisingly quick, after the Henderson amendment, the Prime Minister joined the floor of the House. He moved that the bill be read a third time, and within 9 minutes, there were very quick speeches by himself and the opposition leader, Bill Shorten. Within 9 minutes, the division had been called, the bells rung for 4 minutes, all the MPs returned to the chamber, and a division occurred, the divide of the chamber. There were only four MPs on the no side. And they were Bob Catter, there was Pitt and Little Proud from Queensland, and Russell Broadbent here in Victoria.
But can I ask, Rod, just quickly, in terms of the amendments, obviously, that were introduced over the course of the past week, was there any ever doubt that they would get shut down? I guess, because obviously none of them went through, but was there ever any doubt that they would, that they wouldn't?
Look, no, there wasn't. As soon as we knew that a number of Liberal MPs had put it on the record that they would vote with Labor and the crossbench, it was pretty much all these amendments destined for the bin. And with Chris Pyne and Warren Entsch and Trent Zimmond and Tim Wilson on a number of them voting no, all the rest were given permission. So in the first division, we had at least 25 Liberal MPs effectively using their conscience to vote with the sides of good, leaving a rump on the other side of about 43 in the first one of people who were naysayers and who wanted extra religious protection, which the bill already covers it. They wanted extra carve-out of protections. But very importantly, some of the amendments would have overridden state law. Mm. There was one where it was cited in the debate, and I think it was in Alex Hawke's, Andrew Broad's amendments. deliberately citing the COBOR decision, which was a Victorian decision in our anti-discrimination tribunal, allowed an LGBTI group to use a community facility happened to be run by a church business. There was movement to actually override that law and allow them new rights to discriminate wantonly. This is what people didn't want out of this bill.
Exactly.
Those amendments died. Yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, it's, I don't think we've had so many people watch politics and try to understand it in such a short amount of time. And it was really interesting to constantly see the same points being raised over and over and over again.
Mm.
But with the third and final reading, I know it's 4 days of it. We're all going a little crazy. But with the third reading, 9 minutes, if only those 4 minutes of ringing the bells could have just come a little quicker.
Yeah. But very, very interestingly, after the ringing of the bells, because there was less than five MPs on the no side, they didn't get to tell us. They didn't actually record the vote and go around ticking names off. That's it. They just recorded the four. That's part of the standing orders. It was a clear, absolute landslide.
Wow.
But very much to leave you on one point, just remember this day for one reason. I remember the day on the 12th of August in 2003 when a division was called and it went the other way and we were basically relegated to second-class citizenship when the Howard government passed a ban on same-sex marriage. It has been 4,865 days living as second-class citizens. Tomorrow we live as first-class citizens. It's such a great day.
It is. It is.
Really is.
Just before we finish up, do you know of any other time that there's been that kind of a landslide?
Yeah, look, in other state parliaments, when there's been law reforms, it has been when the writing's on the wall. But look, what happens next is it goes to the Governor-General. It is an unamended bill. It will go to him. There are already people that have been pushing for him to sign it on the 10th of December, which is the anniversary of an International Human Rights Day. Of course, Australia made great bounds in the international human rights sphere for LGBTIQ people in the Toonen versus Australia case, which actually made LGBTI rights an international human right under the ICCPR, which the government, they say, has been quoting all week. It would be appropriate if it was signed on the 10th of December.
Well, we've got our fingers and toes crossed. I think we're still just all very overwhelmed, Rod. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us tonight, especially since it hasn't even happened. It hasn't even been an hour.
Thanks, Rod.
We really appreciate that breakdown. Thank you very much.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.